Hello, everyone. I'm so excited to be with you today. I know that this fast is going to change your life. It's going to transform you. I want to encourage you, continue to move forward. Don't give up. Don't give in. I know your flesh is going to be speaking to you so many times, but listen, let your spirit man dominate you on this fast. And I put together some devotionals, what I call fasting nuggets, to feed your spirit man so that you can be strong and you're going to finish strong as we do our CL fast. The first one I want to talk to you about is this: feed your faith. I know during the fast, we are feeding our bodies, our physical bodies, but more important, we need to feed our faith. You say, Pastor, how do I feed my faith? Listen to this statement in Romans, the 4th chapter, verse 19. Speaking of Abraham and Sarah concerning God's promise to them that they would have a child. But listen to what it says. And not being weak in faith, very, very important, not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead. That means it couldn't function. Why? Because he was 100 years old. And the deadness of Sarah's womb, Sarah was 90 years old. But listen to what he said. Even when he was looking at his own body, even when things were not working properly at that particular time, here's what he did. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. So what does unbelief do? It gets you to begin to waver concerning the promise of God. It gets you to begin to question the promise of God, what God has said, what you're standing on. The more you get the promise, the more you speak the promise, the more you meditate on the promise, the stronger your faith is going to grow. And listen to what he says. But was strengthened. He didn't waver at the promise through unbelief, but he was strengthened in faith. So faith gives you spiritual muscles. It gives you strength. Just like you would go to the gym and work out with weights to build up your muscles, it is the same thing that you are working out and exercising when you're reading the Word of God, when you're memorizing the Word of God, when you're speaking the Word of God. It causes your spirit man to be strong. And it says, giving glory. The word glory there means praise and worship. Giving praise, giving worship to God. Listen, when you have the promise, you begin to praise God. It says, Father, I thank you for your promise. You quote the promise. Lord, this is your promise. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory that, Lord, you're going to bring this to pass. I thank you for your power operating in my life. I thank you that I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that I am prosperous in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You begin to give God praise. That's what Abraham did. Lord, I praise you that you promised me a son. I praise you that you're not a man that you should lie. I praise you, Lord God, for what you're going to do in my life. That's how you give him glory. And then it says, and then being fully convinced, That means he was convinced that God was able to carry out all the way to the end what he had promised. Don't you ever give up. Don't you ever give in. No matter how long it stretched out. Okay? Abraham, he got the promise. Then he's 100 years old. Promise is going to come to pass. Don't go by the calendar. Don't go by the time clock. You just continue to give praise and honor and glory to God, being fully convinced that what God had promised, he was able to perform. Let me tell you this. God is able to bring to pass everything that you're believing for. The unbelief is going to try to come in. Doubt's going to try to come in. You cast that out. You rebuke it. And you start giving God praise and honor and glory for his promise. Start today. Do it every day. And continue to do it until you see the manifestation of what you're believing God for. Feed your faith. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. God bless you.